You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
His birth, who was the cause of his birth? Miyamani Miya. How did she get involved? Well, right, so Amram decided to separate from his wife, Yocheved. Why?
Because of the children they were healing.
Yeah, there was a decree that Paro decreed that the children of Israel should be thrown in the water. So now Amram, as a leader, decided that what's the use? You don't bring children, and then God forbid, they're not going to last very long. So he decided to separate from his wife. So everybody followed him as they, you know, they looked up to the leader. Now, his daughter, how old was she?
5, 7.
How old?
2.
3 is good?
3.
So she comes to her father and says, you know, what you did is even worse than Paro, because Paro decreed on boys. So now what you did, so there's no boy, there's no girl. So what did Abraham say? So he said, go play with your toys. What would you say?
He would have said, go back and play with your toys.
Yeah. But see, Abraham, see what a great man he was. He listened to a 3-year-old girl. And he came back to his wife. And here's Moshe ben Aaron Shalom. So now, at what age she gave birth?
113.
No, no, I mean the Moshe ben Aaron Shalom, how old was he?
6 months.
6 months. And then, how long he stayed in the house?
3 months.
3 months. And then after 3 months, what happened?
Put him in the basket.
So, put him in the water. So now, we should ask, if Moshe ben Aaron Shalom is supposed to be the leader of Am Yisrael and bring Torah for Am Yisrael and guide them for 40 years, why has to be such a scenario? I mean, his birth should be the result of his sister. And not only that, Gemara says, a baby that was given birth at age of 6 months, there's a risky that will stay alive or not. So now here we see the program was that he has to come to this world and stay in the womb of his mother only 6 months. And then 3 months will stay with parents, and then he's out. So what's the chance that such a baby will stay alive anyway?
Very, very low.
What's the chance? What's the percentage?
5%.
5? How about 0? To put him in the water? So now, what's the lesson here? What's the lesson? Why Moshe ben Aaron Shalom has to go through such a scenario?
Because she had to go through
Moriusuri. Chazak Baruch. Would you ever think that such a baby, if you read like in storybooks, that he is going to grow up and talk to the God, to the Creator, and only that, guide 5 million people for 40 years, and not only that, to his merits, Am Yisrael, they're going to have, as we see later on, all the gifts that was given, the clouds of the glory, the water, and the man, it was only because of Moshe ben Aaron Shalom. Why he had to go through such a thing? Why? You never thought about this?
No.
No? You know, sometimes people, they have such a turnaround. Like, let's say somebody is very successful, and all of a sudden he says, no, he has no choice to close out. No, like a type of business. So now, how does he think that the future is going to be promising? What's going to do? He needs income, he needs money, you know. Scary, it's very scary. No, he was doing good, and all of a sudden, you know, that's it. So now he has to start a new page all over again. No, it's very scary. Very scary. Here we see Ribbono Shel Olam exactly planned how Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem came to this Olam. Why? Because for him to learn, actually, the name, you know, when he was born at 6 months, right, baby, how did they call him? Is there a name? 3 months? Yeah. Tov? Tovia. He called him Tovia. Chazak Baruch. How, why they called him Tovia? Because when he was born, the house was full of
light.
Light, right? So they call him. As Midrash brings, he had 10 names. So now how do we know him? What name is called?
Moshe.
Why Moshe?
That's your name. Taking out from the water.
Which is a better name? The name that the mother gave him or the name that the Egyptian lady gave him? Understand, but she was even a non-Jew at that time. Then she decided to become a Yehudiya.
To be safe from the water is the most crucial thing. So that's why he gave the name. It's the most miracle.
What do you mean? No, she brought him to this Olam.
Okay.
That's nothing. Let's say the name that you give to your child, and then somebody, the neighbor, tells me, I think this name is better for you. So then you accept that name?
No.
Huh?
No.
So what are you talking about?
Mom.
What does Moshe mean?
Taken from water. Moshe did what?
Moshe? No, that's not. No, Mashui means that it's taken from the water. You're right. Mashui, not Moshe.
So it has three deviations. The name is included in it.
No, Moshe doesn't mean it's taken out of the water. Mashui means to be taken out of the water. So what does Moshe mean? Moshe means that you will take out of the water. Batya, when named this baby, she gave him such a power, such a potential, that she had in mind the same way I took you out of the water, you have to take people out of the water. Did he do it?
Yes.
When? She took him out of water as one baby. But she had in mind, you know, I'm taking you out of water, but you have a responsibility to take 5 million people out of the water. That's why we call him Moshe. Now they just, you know, a lady came about and felt, you know, this is name is suitable for him. And that's why we see all the other 9 names, even the name that the mother, Yocheved Alah Shalom, called him, doesn't count. We never use it. Never use it. Even Ribbono Shel Olam called him by the name Moshe. Why? Because that's the whole point. Ribbono Shel Olam programmed this scenario that he has to go through. Why? Because he has to realize he came from out of nowhere. He was not supposed to be here. What happened? The sister came about and tells the Abba, the father, what are you doing? So I say, okay, fine. Then they get back together. He comes about. And then at the age of 6 months, that he is considered as a miscarriage, actually, the Gemara says. He came to this Olam. 3 months, stays in the house. Then he has to leave the house. Up in nowhere. Nowhere. And he was saved. How? Through such a great miracle that Bathia grabbed the basket from far, far, far away. For him to realize, don't ever
give up.
Don't ever give up. Yehudi should understand that whatever upside down that he goes through, it's only and only to bring something better. Chas v'shalom, it's not that he lose hope and he'll give up. There's something greater is waiting for you. And you have to go and get it. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message here is. And that's why we're celebrating today. The Sheva Be'Adar is such a great day. It's all the Shaare Shamayim is open for tefillot. Why? Because we're celebrating a miracle that took place through a baby that became such a great person. As we see in Mizmor 91, Tzadi Aleph, Tefillah LeMoshe Ish, Ha'elokim, Ha'elokim. He became such a great character, just like Ribono Shel Olam. He had such a closeness, such an attachment. Hashem is like, you know, B'Sod Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, Eskev Gezorot Tovot, Semachot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.